Does it seem like yesterday the season ended?
It does. It does. It's good to be back. The off season flew by, but it's good to be back with the guys working towards our goal.
Were you able to recruit a few more of your teammates to join you down at Oakland?
It's John Jerry, me and John Jerry, and you know he's spent a second year out there, and we got a lot of good work in.
Weston, how much do you guys hold on to LFC?
You know, I don't think we hold on to it. I think we kind of keep it there for a little motivation. You know, it didn't end the way we wanted it to. And so I think we hold on to it from that standpoint and using that as motivation to carry that into this year to progress and go even deeper in the playoffs this year.
Some guys talked about when they left the locker room in Green Bay that they were going to remember things from that day.
Yeah.
Did you take it all in?
Yeah, I mean, for me, the feeling of you know, being in that locker room after the game, the disappointment we had, that's going to be something I can carry on to help, you know, bring some motivation to get there and go further, you know, this year and years to come.
Listen, as an offensive player, when you guys sign someone like Brandon Marshall, what's your reaction?
Man, you know, I watched him from a distance, and very talented player, and you know, it's exciting to have guys like that on your team. You know, you hear, you know, he works extremely hard, and is a good addition for our locker room. So it's exciting to have a guy like that.
What about a guy like DJ Fluker joining the offensive line and what he
brings to the table? Yeah, it'll be good. You know, he's a big player, a mean player out on the field. So anytime we can add attitude like that, it'll be good.
Is this a big year for you?
Yeah, it's
contract
huge.
Year. I mean,
yeah.
What's you got your mindset?
Yeah, you know, I'm not even thinking about contract. I'm just looking at, you know, last year and how things went. You know, I'm a much better player than I was last year. And that'll be motivation for me to go into this year and be better.
Was there anything physical in last year? It seemed like you kind of got stronger down the year progressed. Was there any injury issue or anything?
I had some hand stuff going on. I had to get my hand operated on. And, you know, that'll be good this year. I'm ready to go, feeling a lot better than I was last year.
So after the season's over?
Yeah.
You're snapping hand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm feeling a lot better, much more healthy this year. And, you know, it's kind of taught me a lesson to keep you know, working on the body, make sure everything's healthy and ready to go.
So you're going to be good for, you know, OTAs?
Yeah, I'm good to go.
Oh, so
yeah,
good,
yeah,
to go.
I've been full go. So okay. We're ready to get after it, excited about what's in store.
Sorry, I mean, on the snapping hand, is what was wrong with it?
I tore some ligaments in my finger, so
did
I had to get
surgery.
Yeah. So
what point in the season did that happen?
Second preseason game.
Oh, so wow. You went the whole.
So yeah, okay. It was. You know, it was a long year, but you know, we went to the playoffs. We want to go further, so we're excited about the guys we have in this room. Excited to get things going.
Does it at least show? I mean, you had a pretty good year last year.
I didn't.
You didn't.
No.
Okay, you didn't.
No.
All right,
no.
Well.
So we spent the last 2 days watching negative plays and the sack tape, and you know, you find a lot of things you want to get better at, and that's the only good thing about watching those is you know, you get a list of things that you can improve on. So we've done that.
What do you think DJ adds to this group?
He's the biggest human being I've ever seen. So adds size, obviously strength. You know, I think he'll bring a good attitude to the room and fit in well with us.
So I mean, as of now, it seems like you guys might be right next to each other depending on how it shakes out. I mean, how does that change potentially how it works for you?
Well, I can't worry about that. I don't make those decisions. I've just got to make sure that I take care of my business, that I progress and become a better player to help our team be more successful this year.
I mean, I know you said you're not thinking about the contract, but the interior linemen this year, I mean, you know, the market clearly is risen in that. I mean, does it, I don't know, I mean, you feel good at least when you see that stuff?
You know, I can only control what I can control. If I don't take care of business, I'm not going to see anything like that. So, you know, I'm going to work on myself and make sure I'm doing everything I can to make myself better and then in turn make our team better.
When you said, you know, you felt like you didn't have a great year last year, was it run blocking or pass blocking?
It was all around. There was things that I took from every aspect of my game that I saw that I could improve, and definitely going to work on that this offseason and into this year.
So you said tendons, right?
Mm-hmm.